The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We broadcast Monday through Friday, 2 hours per day, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, United States. Right here from the farm in Missouri. And if you would like to call us, we will pay for the call. And we're delighted to do so. And that number, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen to us, you may on a telephone listen line. And that number is 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. And, of course, you can listen to us on GCN, on GCNlive.com. You can listen to us on Republic Broadcasting. And you can listen to us on the Ron Gibson channel on YouTube. And John is engineering the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota right now. I'm Vincent Finelli, and with us for hour number one is Werner Bach, New Brunswick, Canada, and we're going to be talking about farming, innovations in farming, things that, little projects that you might not have thought of for doing for yourself, DIY farming. Welcome, Werner Bach.
Good morning, Vincent, and I don't know if all it's worth, but with my different approach, I have survived now over 50 years in farming, first in the old country and then here in New Brunswick, Canada, where most of the farmers had closed their doors. But finally, time is catching up with me, you know, old age is catching up with me, and with all the hate crimes I've been exposed here, because I was a newbie here, I wasn't part of the old clique. And as a newcomer to another area of the country or to another country, there are always some difficulties down the road, you know.
Absolutely. My grandparents on both sides, my father's side and my mother's side, came from Italy to the United States. And I, you know, I wonder what it was like. So one of the questions I'd love to ask you, and I'm sure our broadcast class would love to know, why did you choose New Brunswick, Canada? There are a lot of places that you might have gone to. Why there? Why not South Carolina or North Carolina or Georgia or California or even another country in South America? What led you to New Brunswick, Canada?
Well, over the old country, land was getting harder and harder to get, especially when you had to lease most of the land where you farmed on, and you never knew from one year to the next if the next year you still would have enough land to farm on, especially when the fields were located around an ever-expanding town, you know, and the land was gobbled up for subdivisions and buildings. And I decided that I wanted to stay a farmer, to become a farmer. And my parents, they started farming in the early 1930s. And over there in Europe and in Germany, people pretty soon realized how important it was to have farmers. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been too many German people left and in other countries, you know, because starvation was always knocking at the door. And when I looked at what how many people were starving to death every year in the world, and the figures were being thrown about, that roughly about 20 million people, and I figured there still was a place for farmers in the world, you know. We sure got an overproduction of militaries and weapons industries and other useless industries, and I think the farming profession has a rightful place within the community, and a useful place.
Absolutely, and you know, my wife, Mrs. Finelli's grandparents were farmers as well. As a matter of fact, her grandfather was a building contractor. He would build stone houses. And the Great Depression hit, and he had some houses under construction, and no one could afford them. No one could afford that. What they would do is they'd put a massive deposit, like, let's say, 25 or 50% down on the house, and he would start the building, and then the Depression hit, and they couldn't finish the payments to purchase the rest of the house. And that kind of thing happened all over the United States. The Great Depression wiped out so many people. You know, this banking Ponzi scheme that we're all experiencing. And it actually forced him to leave the house building business, and he bought a farm, and for the same reasons that you're talking about. So, as I look at what I did, Werner, I was a corporate officer in a large bank, actually three banks, and I left the corporate environment designing computer systems for banks because I thought it was a house of cards and it would collapse relatively soon, and I wanted to be in a position where I wasn't under the thumb of corporate America. I wanted to get away from the collapse. So that's why we ultimately ended up here in Missouri farming and raising black cows. And by the way, I'm a first-generation farmer. And the things that you talk about being a newbie, you know, a newcomer into a village is absolutely correct. And we've talked about that in the past. Today, I was feeding the cows before getting on the air today. And so Mrs. Finelli and I walked out to feed the cows, and I hopped on the tractor and unrolled about 1,000 pounds of hay for them. And I was thinking about things that you do, things that you and I have talked about on the air and off the air. And one of the things that a recurring thread in what you and I have figured out independently is that farming requires efficiency. And, you know, you have to figure out everything. And if you don't have the barn in the right place, you're wasting a lot of time and fuel, and you're wearing out your equipment faster. You'll get less done, and your farm won't be as efficient. You have to place the buildings where they need to be. You have to place the animals where they're happy, where they are able to get shade and clean water and fresh feed and sunlight. I mean, they need everything. And if we place the animals in the wrong place, the farm won't work as well. If we buy the wrong farm, it'll be difficult. So there's so many things to think about. But the one thing that kept going through my mind this morning as I was walking across the fields was farmers have to be innovative. They have to be creative. They have to be a jack of all trades. And they have to design into their farm's efficiency, or they will fail. Do you agree with that, or do you think that's not accurate?
Well, you know, among a lot of city folks, there is the impression that farming is a boring job and only stupid people can do farming. But I don't think there are too many professions where a person has to do as much multitasking as in farming. You got already 7 or 8 other jobs waiting for you, you know, and you have to pick your priorities, you know.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. you know, the list of things that I have in front of me are greater than the time I have to accomplish them. So we are constantly changing our priorities, reevaluating, and then the weather has an impact on that as well. So, for example, if I plan to do something that is outside in the field and it started to rain or snow or hail or whatever, or got dark, those plans have to be put on, you know, on the back burner for a little bit until, you know, the weather clears up. But you're absolutely right. Class, I was on the phone off the air with Werner Bach, and we were talking about some of the equipment that he has built. Werner, would you share with us, let's talk about that baler that you built. This is a machine, class, that bales hay. It picks the hay up off the field after the hay is cut and is in a row, a long row, and the row could be a continuous row, and it could go for, you know, half a mile, it could go a quarter of a mile, it could go, you know, actually miles, depending on how the hay is raked into a row, or cut and pressed and left in a row. Then it's picked up by a baler, and it's rolled into a large roll, between 750 and sometimes a little over 1,000 pounds. Werner Bach does it, and I do that. And let's talk about your baler, Werner, please.
Well, you know, it was hard for me to find help during haying. When I was baling the hay with a square baler, you know, and made about 40-pound bales, I needed somebody in back on the wagon, you know, to pack the hay on the wagon. And most of the help I could get, they were not familiar. And you had half a load on, and they didn't tie the load up good enough, and then half of the load fell off, you know. And it was all too frustrating. So I set the guy, I set him on the tractor to drive the tractor, and when we were going down a steep hill, he lost control of it, and he jackknifed the tractor, the bale, and the wagon. So I was left with at least half a day of repair work, you know, to get things fixed up again. And it was too frustrating. And at the time, the round balers came in use, and I looked at them, different models and so, but I didn't have the financial means to buy one, because at the time they were costing them around $25,000, you know. Mm-hmm. And I looked at the way they were built, the different system of round balers. So I picked out what I figured was a useful and way to build one and operate one. And for about 2 years, I started collecting parts, and then I had enough parts together, and I started building it. It took about a month, and maybe $1,000 in expenses. And,
Hold that thought. Werner Bach's with us. He built his own hay baler. We'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking about farming. Werner Box with us, New Brunswick, Canada. Werner, I just went to the internet during the break, and I looked up what the price of a... I tried to find the price of a new baler, and it's difficult to find those, because I guess the dealers don't want you to know how expensive they are. But I found a nice-looking baler. It's sort of similar to the model that I have, maybe about the same age. It's a 2008. So it's about 8 years old. It's a John Deere Model 558. Mine's a little bit smaller than that. And this one has 5,000 bales. It's made 5,000 bales so far. 8 years old. And it's $20,800. $20,800 used. 8 years old. And it's already made 5,000 bales. The kind of equipment you're talking about is extremely expensive. It holds its price way, you know, when it's used. If you keep it in good shape, they really hold their value. But they're darn expensive to buy. And one of my farmer friends in Virginia said that it made no sense, absolutely no sense, to buy a baler when you could rent one for $500. But that's $500 a day, and that's assuming everything just works great. But his logic was you didn't have to put out all that money, you didn't have to maintain it, you didn't have to store it, and you always had the use of a brand new baler whenever you wanted it. But you didn't have it whenever you wanted, but you could rent one, you know, if you could line it up. But I didn't want to be dependent on it, but I also didn't want to spend $20,000. They were $18,000 at the time for the kind I wanted. I didn't want to spend that either. So your solution was absolutely brilliant. You made your own baler. And please tell us what you did, the thoughts that went into it.
Well, I looked at the different baler designs, and I came up with my own design, you know, picked up what I think is the most appropriate race from different different brand of balers, and I built it. And it got one advantage. When I before I started building it, I started collecting parts, you know, and where I figured where I need parts that we are out, I would try to collect two or three parts, so I always had enough of replacement parts when something went wrong. And I got them cheap. I picked them up out of older machinery, you know. And when something broke down, generally within half an hour, an hour, I was right back out in the field at work. I didn't have to wait for back orders and so on. And I didn't have to pay through my nose. And especially the way over the last couple of decades, the way the beef prices were, especially in eastern Canada, you know, where we import roughly about at least 90% of the beef, and we have the lowest beef prices right across North America. And in order to stay alive, you have to basically run things basically on a shoestring budget.
That's exactly right, and that's why you see farmers, a lot of farmers driving older vehicles and having older equipment. You know, it'd probably be nice to have some shiny new equipment, but it's just so darn expensive, and the revenue when you go to sell your, you know, your products is really tough. And then of course the weather can destroy, you know, a whole season's worth of growth if you're growing, or you know, you could be wiped out by floods. All kinds of bad things could happen. Werner, I just priced the number of belts. Now, these balers have belts that are pretty long. Let's say, maybe 15 feet.
28 feet on mine.
Okay, 28 feet. Okay. Well, I just priced some belts.
I think 28 feet.
I'm sure that...
Six belts on the baler.
Okay.
6 inches wide.
Six belts, 6 inches wide, 28 feet long. Now, what would the price of a one belt, just one of those six belts, be?
When I first built the baler, I didn't have $1,800 or $2,000 to dish out for the belts, so I did it the cheap way. I went to a tire plant. A fellow who was recycling, material from the tire plant, from the Michelin tire plant in Nova Scotia, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I bought a production belt that was pretty 8 feet wide, and I cut it in strips. And it lasted me for about 12 years. But it was not as sturdy as the original round baler belt. So,
okay, well, I just priced what it would take to put some belts on a machine today. Easily $1,200 just for the belts. Now, we're not talking about shafts and bearings and tires and universal joints, just the belts. So you've saved a lot of money. We'll be right back.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Werner Bach is with us, and I love broadcasting with Werner Bach. You know, we've never met each other, and he called the farmhouse one day, and we had this chat, and I said, well, we need to go on the air together, and we've been on the air many times since then. And when we were talking about this building a baler, well, Class, if you've seen one of these balers, they weigh several thousand pounds, and they're heavy, they're complex, they undergo an enormous amount of stress. They roll and roll and roll 1,000-pound bales of hay, so they really have to be heavily constructed. And I was talking with Werner off the air yesterday, and I said, Werner, you know, do you have a lathe? Yep, he has a lathe. And why did I ask him that? Because in order to make a baler, you have to machine a whole bunch of parts. And he was telling me that he found a lot of these parts. He collected them for quite some time prior to making the baler. And what he did was he wanted to use parts that were easily obtainable, nothing special. He wanted commonly available bearings and shafts and so forth so that he wouldn't be held hostage when it came time to repair the baler. So he went to the salvage yard, the junkyard, and got all kinds of his parts. He accumulated them over quite some time, and then he was able to get the spare parts. And so you made a baler that would have cost you $25,000, $20,000, depending on which one, and you made it for about $1,000, but it took you a month, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I figured it was time well spent.
Absolutely. So when people think of farmers and they think that, you know, farmers are a bunch of country bumpkins, that may not be the case. Farmers have to be quite innovative in so many areas. And if you decide to become a farmer, it will change your life. You're going to have to be a mechanic, an electrician, a welder. You're going to have to know how to frame buildings, how to put roofs on buildings. You're going to have to know plumbing. You're going to have to know heating. You're going to have to know about animal husbandry. You're going to have to know about biology, chemistry, hydraulics. I mean, that's just for starters. Just for starters. You're going to have to know about all kinds of plants and topography and weather conditions and forecasting your own weather. You're going to have to run, in some places, you have to know how to run a snowplow, how to operate a tractor, how to repair a tractor. Werner, I have a John Deere tractor, and this is not a John Deere commercial, because although I like some of the John Deere equipment, I do not like the John Deere dealership network, because they have become corporatized, and John Deere, I believe, would like its dealers to own like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 stores. And once they do that, then they can fix prices, and so no matter where you call, it's going to be the same list price. Well, the water pump, just a water pump for one of our tractors was $700. That's uninstalled. And it took literally us a couple days to do it because we had to take the tractor apart. It was an easy job, but it was just a lot of stuff in the way. And we'd never done that particular water pump before. So it probably, if we had to pack that tractor up, put it on the trailer, bring it, it's 10 to 12,000 pounds. Get that on a trailer, get that to the John Deere dealer, because they wouldn't be coming to our farm and working for half a day repairing a water pump or replacing a water pump. It'd probably be a $2,000 job to replace a water pump. And that's the kind of thing that farmers have to do themselves, because you have to get that $2,000 from somewhere, and that's really hard to get, right?
And, Vincent, there's the other issue where you see I did some research over the years about some of those big farms that are being pushed by the Department of Agriculture. And I came across how much taxpayers' money flows into those farms in order to prop them up. And I've seen it over there in the old country when the EU came in place, the way they were supporting those big farms with hidden grants and so on, mm-hmm. and the right. same thing I encountered here. And right. for us who want to be independent farmers, we basically have to compete with our own tax money that is popping up those big farms.
Mm-hmm. And that's why farmers like us, well, like me for sure, don't want those revenue agents on our farm. We don't want these government people on our farm because they are backroom dealing with their friends and family at our expense. So the last thing we want is them on our farms. It really is a problem for us. Yes.
Vincent, there's another problem. I've been doing some research over the years. And roughly about 70 years ago, before the Department of Agriculture became such a mighty government bureaucracy, here in the Atlantic region and in the New England states, they were self-sufficient in food production. They even were producing a surplus of healthy food for the people, mm-hmm. In a sustainable way. But since those experts have the say in the agricultural policy, We are importing now over 90% of the food into the region that at one time was self-sufficient. And we got the worst health problem here in North America, from cancer to heart disease and everything else. Now, so much for the expertise.
Yeah.
And I think it is high time that this holy cow, you know, where the media, what the media portrays us as this holy cow, you know, the expertise in those government departments, that somebody starts putting the knife to the throat of that holy cow and butchers that holy cow. And
you know,
come to common sense.
You know, Werner, farmers are under assault by the government probably more than any other operation, any other business. They want to,
And they're basically a cheap target for those media whores, you know, because they are so busy trying to stay alive and they don't have the time, have the energy and the time and the resources to fight all those piss hands that gang up on them. Sorry about the word.
You know, Werner, it was a bunch of farmers that founded our country, and it might be a bunch of farmers that restore our country from that's been hijacked from us by a bunch of parasites. You know, so what we're talking about is, class, if you want to be a farmer, you need to know a lot about a lot. And Werner has a lathe. And Werner, tell us a story about your lathe. Now, what's a lathe? A lathe is a machine that lets you make parts, all kinds of parts. You can make, you can take a rod and you can turn it into an axle. You can turn it into a shaft. You can make all kinds of parts that maybe you can't find anymore. It's going to be hard to make bearings, and ball bearings, that'd be impossible. But, you know, if you want to make a sleeve bearing, you could probably make a sleeve bearing out of it with a lathe if you have the raw materials. You can make all kinds of steel parts. Tell us about where you found your lathe and what you paid for it.
Oh, there was a fellow in the neighborhood. He had a little machine shop, and this lathe, he got a better one, and he wanted to get rid of it, and I paid $140. It was about 35 years ago.
And it was old now.
It served me ever since.
And I was telling you that my lathe is from the 1950s, and it was about $1,800, and it came with a whole bunch of tools and turning tools and chucks, and I mean, it had a lot. It probably had $3,000 worth of spare parts and extra parts and measuring tools and gauges and dial indicators and all the things that I would need to, you know, to make parts. But so farmers might need to know how to operate a lathe and a welder. Werner, what type of welder do you have?
Oh, the first welder I bought was 45 years ago when I came here to Canada, and I bought the Lincoln 225. And it served me at least 35 years. You know?
Class, this is a red box welder. It's pretty heavy. You can plug it into 220-volt outlet, 30 amps. And it's a stick welder, an arc welder. And you use welding rods with it, and you use a helmet. And you can weld steel. Thin, thick steel. It has adjustments. It's an AC welder, alternating current. It's the same exact welder that I have. They've been making that same model for decades.
Vincent, then there's something else. You know, friends of mine, they wanted to always tell me to use a certain type of welding, or it's like 70-14 or 70-18. But I found out the best all-around welding rod to be used is the 60-11. You know, the white 60-11 welding rod. It penetrates deep enough, and you can run the welder at lower amperage. You know, you don't have to turn it up high, because the higher you turn up the welder, the shorter is the time you can use it in order to not to overheat the welder, you know. Mm-hmm. And as I say, 6011E, white 6011. Most of the time I was using 532nd, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's the best all-round welding rod on the farm. And I went before I decided to that welding rod, I tried the different welding rods like 7014 or 7018. And on the average, they needed at least, for the same size welding rod, they needed at least 40 amps more, a higher setting of the welder.
Well, Werner, those are the same welding rods that we use here, the 6011s. And the 60 means that the 60 and 6011 means that it has a tensile strength of 60,000 pounds. And it's a great welding rod, and the one that you use is 5/32 of an inch in diameter. And isn't that interesting, class? So Werner has a lathe. He has the same exact welder that we have here on our farm. I didn't get mine as long ago as he did, and it cost me $250 for a used welder, the same Lincoln AC225. And if you're looking for a welder, that's a great first step. It really is. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact. John Reagan is going to be calling in for hour number two. I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What do you got here?
Take my
when you go to
DC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Werner Box with us. You know, Werner, I was thinking about something that farmers do, and that is we check the equipment before we use it. We grease it before we use it. We inspect it before we use it. So, for example, if I'm going to use that baler or if I'm going to use a hay mower, I go over that hay mower thoroughly. You know, just because everything was greased and put away and cleaned, you know, when I last used it, doesn't mean that something hasn't happened. Doesn't mean that, the gear oil has leaked out through a bottom seal and I can't see it because the seal is underneath the equipment and, you know, and it ran into the barn or something. So we check our equipment before each use, and we've learned that because sometimes if you don't check your equipment, you think everything's okay, and it was okay last week or last month or last season, everything was fine, doesn't mean it's fine right now.
And Vincent, maybe you are more lucky than I am here in this area. We are surrounded by quite a few folks who are looking enviously at the farmers. And we are just waiting that more farmers start kicking the bucket so they can spread out. Mm-hmm. And what I've encountered over the years so many times, deliberate sabotage of machinery. So mm-hmm. You always have to be watchful what's going on.
Yes, and Mike Parsons, I was talking with him 6 months ago. He's been, when he was not in jail or in prison, he was telling me that the last time he was in prison, someone poured a bucket of water down the exhaust pipe of his tractor. He went to start it up and blew the engine.
Yeah.
And that's sabotage.
I bet things like that have happened many times, putting acid in gear cases, putting water into the diesel tank, you know, mm-hmm. of the tractor
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
overnight.
Uh-huh.
And as I say, it's unbelievable. There, a few years ago, I had bought two tractors, but they all had the same oil filter, two Ferguson. And I bought a six-pack of oil filters, and I changed the oil, changed the filters, and the oil stayed clean. That meant I let the tractor run, both tractors run for a while. the oil stayed clean, and then I parked the tractors, and about 3 weeks later, I used this one tractor in order to take a load of studwood to the mill. And when I was coming back from the mill there, heading toward home, I noticed my oil pressure gauge was already in the red, you know. So I shut the tractor off, took it home, just only about a mile there, and shut it off. And then the next day, I drained the oil, and there was about an inch of slush and sand and dirt down in the crankcase. And when I took the oil filter off, some bastard had replaced the oil filter with an old broken oil filter from a piece of construction equipment with a leather gasket that fell already apart when I took it out. And I say, the farmer.
Okay, let's address this. And these kinds of things happen. Class, I have an old backhoe. It's an antique backhoe. And that backhoe has a locking hatch on over the diesel fuel cap. It has locks on padlock, lockable side panels that are very heavy steel, so you can't put dirt into the crankcase. It has locks everywhere where you can access the lubrication and hydraulic and fuel system. And the reason is because equipment does get sabotaged. And equipment that we're talking about is extremely expensive. And let me tell you what we've done. We have relocated all of our equipment right near the house. It's guarded by dogs. And why? Because it's just too expensive. It's too expensive to make the repairs due to sabotage. I'm really glad you brought that up, Werner Bach. Sabotage is something that farmers, it's a threat we face all the time. Werner, I'm looking forward to having you back again and again. And today's broadcast was, yes, you can do it yourself. You can learn the same kind of things that Werner Bach has learned how to do, and other farmers as well.
And
you can make parts.
It's not rocket science.
Right.
You know, just plain common sense and, you know, keep your eyes.
Werner, thanks so much. If any of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food, do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.